The university's formal conclusion of the investigation will occur once the hearing and final decision processes are complete. I want to emphasize again, this investigation is not complete.
That is the athletic director for Michigan State University, Alan Haller, and he basically said in various different ways, talked about protocols and protecting the process. So what is the process, and is this a normal process at Michigan State University? Are we seeing a deviation from the norms? There was a question of transparency. There's a question about whether or not Coach Tucker should have been suspended when the claimant came forward the first time, or at least once the investigation was concluded in July. One of the interested parties watching all of this is someone who has handled a number of these Title IX complaints, is Todd Flood, our good friend, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guy.
So when you look at this, they wrap up the investigation in July. Certainly there must have been some kind of preliminary conclusion or confirmation of the allegations at that point. Under normal circumstances, would the respondent have been suspended, or do you protect that individual and their due process rights? Is Michigan State handling this appropriately?
Well, let's start just from the beginning. Once the claimant makes the claim, within just a few days, parties are notified. The investigator then meets with both sides individually and starts the investigation. Most around the country, most investigations by Title IX departments, and Michigan State falls within the sweet spot, they want this done within 90 days. They want that investigation because you don't want to have issues on campus or in the like where you have to make sure that there's this prophylactic protocol out there of protecting everybody for a long period of time when, in fact, you may have a predator or not. So they want this done. I think here you can extend that investigation for good cause, but man, God, this seems like an awful long time for which this took place. Once the investigation's done, the respondent and the claimant both have 10 days to respond and give more information and help within the investigation if there's things missing. Shortly thereafter, there is a hearing. The hearing should take place. Normally, you'll see a hearing set with all the parties within 30 days. And that's what's taking place in October, right? This October 5th or 6th. Mm-hmm. The standard for that, I must tell you, there's a lot of legal experts in the world that say Title IX's hearings really are not fair due process because the judge, the jury, and the prosecutor are all set up by this university, and they have a very, very low burden to show that the claimant's claims are actual, and that's just by showing, you know, preponderance of evidence. Is it more likely true than not? I've had both sides of the aisle here. In this particular case, the defenses of Tucker, I would have right away a polygraph because you only have two defenses here. It happened, but I have an excuse, or it didn't happen. Well, he eliminated one defense, so his only defense is that this is consensual. And I'd get a polygraph done. I would go into the iCloud. I'd make sure that the university got the iCloud messages, text messages of the claimant. I understand she erased them or tried to delete them. Nothing's really ever deleted. I would make sure that those were received, and I would put a full bore hearing on. That all being said, Coach Tucker, you can't make this up. He is legitimately, for the moral turpitude clause, going to be dismissed from the university. I don't know how you can redeem himself within that contract and the publicity this is getting.
And why was it, Todd, that it was okay to suddenly, you know, suspend him once this story broke in USA Today?
Well, I think the university may be speaking with forked tongue there, to tell you the truth, because the measures, They say the allegation is that there was new information found. Well, the only new information that could have been found would be retaliation by a third party or contact with the claimant of some sort. That would be, I think, the fait accompli if that took place. The issue, though, they should have been transparent, I think, well in advance of July 25th when this report was done, because they hired a lawyer for whom I know who's been involved in doing Title IX investigations before. She would have been in communication with the director of Title IX. She's an independent. She should have been giving information to the director of Title IX, and then hence it's almost mandated that it goes to the faculty staff HR department from that person. So I think there probably should have been an earlier some sort of suspension and or leave of duties until this got done, if there was in fact some sort of retaliation. That would be the reason why I think they may have done it so late.
That was going to be my question. Legally, could they have suspended him and not let him coach these first two games? Because from the perception point, that looks bad.
It sure does, Jamie. And welcome to your first day. Yeah,
thank you.
I think it looks horrific. Yeah, they have 1,000% the stick to either one, dismiss them, suspend them. They have every range. That contract is so well written for the standpoint of the university to remove him. And I understand the pros and cons of not having the public do the investigation, but at the end of the day, let's talk about who he's in front of. He's in front of our kids, right? And he's got to be the pillar of coaching our kids and making them achieve what they need to achieve in life and the journey in life. Do you want the coach there who is, without question, did something horrific, mm-hmm. making horrific judgments, spearheading in that time and that cloud for which is in his brain? Do you want him the leader of the band for the coaching?
Yeah, and even if it isn't sexual harassment and this is a he said, she said case, it certainly was bad judgment, and that would likely cost him his job. Todd, thank you.